Okay. So, I mean, I just, my first question is that what type of language problems you think your students have? Because this, I just want to make one more thing clear that all of this will be according to the teacher's perception. Whatever is your perception that your students might have some language problems?
So, this perception, miss, are you referring to my perception before teaching them or like since... I've observed through my experience.
Yeah, what you have observed through your experience when you are teaching them, like while teaching and before you're planning when you get a course. So what is your perception that what your language problems your student might have?
Right. Because you see like for last, like it's been around 1 year that I've been teaching, so like from my observation and experience, what I felt is that as far as your vocabulary is concerned, vocabulary is at times, most of them I would say that they need to improve their vocabulary. Their vocabulary is found wanting. And then as far as their grammar and accuracy is concerned, the accuracy is one area which they need to improve a lot.
Accuracy in terms of?
In terms of subject verb agreement, articles, sentence structure, run-on sentences, punctuation and spellings, even
spelling mistakes you spelling find that mistakes. They have so like you think most of the writing problems, major writing problems are associated with these things you've just named.
Yes ma'am, like but then again you see moving on, these are at the basic level, but moving on, clarity in their writing is also another issue. Organization of ideas and clarity, these are also the issues which I think are the major ones. And then, you know, text construction ability. You know, like for example, creating well-formed paragraphs and writing essays which are unified, well-structured. So, you know, like very few of them have a clear idea of what actually introduction, body and conclusion paragraphs are and how they're supposed to be written. So, okay. At the text level, I think that these are some of the issues.
Okay.
And then one thing which I find very surprising most of the times is that they are, most of them are not able to differentiate between formal and informal language. They, you see, so the register of language, most of them do not have any awareness about that. So when they're writing, keeping their language formal, and especially when they're writing business letters and reports, is one issue that they have to, for example, most of them will not be aware of contractions being part of informal language. So they use contractions and they use other expressions which are not suitable to be used in business writing especially.
Okay, thank you. I'll just